Afternoon, everyone. Before we get started, I'd like to remind those joining us in the courtroom to please silence your mobile devices during the meeting. So it is March 2nd, 2023. It is 4:01 p.m. There is a quorum present. We're going to call this special meeting to order. If you can please all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic on which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item number three. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for March 2, 2023 special meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
Good to go.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number four is public comments. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and these comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, we're going to breeze right along to item number five, which is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. And we're going to kick off with the Sheriff's Office. Thank you, Sheriff. Next in line is the Fire District.
No report today, Commissioners.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. Bear with me while I pull up my list because I forgot who goes next. I don't see anybody from Public Works. I don't see Mike Northern. Story County Communications, Becky Parsons. Yep.
Hi, Becky Parsons. Nothing to report.
Thank you, Becky. Business Development Director Laura Mather. All right. Community Relations. Fair enough. Emergency Management. I don't see Mike on there. All right. I don't see anybody from the BCTC on there. Comptroller's Office. Wonderful. How about the Assessor's Office? See Jana. How about the Recorder's Office? All right. How about the IT Department? From IT, no human resources, community development's not here, community chest, senior center, justice court. How about from the district attorney's office?
Nothing to report today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. County manager.
Believe it or not, nothing today.
Unbelievable. All right. How about?
Must not be busy enough.
Apparently, he needs more work. How about the clerk treasurer?
Nothing for today, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's get back to the agenda. Bringing us to item number six, which is board comment. I'll start off to my far right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for us today?
Nothing today. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'll reserve my comment for our next regular meeting. Thank you.
Sounds great. I do have two items that I'm sad to bring up. First, I don't know if anybody knows Chuck Haynes. He was county commissioner here in Story County for a bit. Chuck Haynes has passed away. Passed away, I believe, last week. And then 2 days ago, a resident in the Highlands, been there for quite a while, Steve Hinkle, he used to own the Army surplus store in town. Steve passed away in his home shortly after one of the snowstorms, and he owns a Army surplus store leaves behind his wife, daughter, grandchildren. That is all that I have today. So if we could just take a moment to remember those that have passed, I would appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
If I may follow up on your comments there with Chuck Hames, yes. I would want to share with the group that, and it's apropos that we are recognizing Chuck here today. He was a commissioner for only 4 years, but during those 4 years, it's when the idea of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center was born. And so you had Chuck Hames and Carl Trink and Bum Hess were the commissioners that were sitting at that time. And so I'd like to acknowledge that Mr. Hames was instrumental in all of the approvals that were necessary to move this Tahoe Reno Industrial Center project forward. And I call him the visionary, one of the visionaries, along with Dean Haymore and all those commissioners who really had the foresight and the commitment to taking Story County to this level. And I appreciated working with Chuck very much. So thank you for the opportunity to share that.
Thank you very much for adding a little bit to that, Lance. It's very important that we do acknowledge, and especially somebody like Chuck, who was instrumental. Thank you again for that addition.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. With that said, we're going to move on to item number 7. This is discussion for possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding upcoming bills and legislation affecting Story County, including but not limited to the following and other property related matters, including AB 63, the I-80 safety corridors, SB 81, regional orderly growth, and any legislative BDR bill resolutions or other action of the legislature causing post SB 1 tax abatement revenues from the existing Gigafactory to be canceled, diverted away from Story County, postponed or extended, or other bills as brought forth at the meeting. County Manager.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll start off with Senate Bill 81. There was a hearing last night down in the legislature where sponsor Skip Daly, the senator for that area, had given a presentation on his bill, which is SB 81, the Orderly Regional Growth Bill. And basically the 3 points I would say that were made of that is that he really believes it's necessary for this bill to exist for any meaningful discussions and collaboration and regional planning kind of stuff to happen. He said he was not satisfied with the existing collaboration that's gone on between the counties, whether it's part of AB 240 or just otherwise, and that really cities and legislators do need to be in these committees and voting members, all of that. There was some opposition given to the bill. I believe there was about 13 different parties that gave opposition to this, including Story County. In accordance with the Board of County Commissioners, we opposed entirely the way it is written, and that included testimony from myself, Vice Chairman Mitchell, Mary Walker, Will Adler, Ellen Foley, and then some folks from Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, including Danny Thompson, for example, went up and also spoke in opposition. Also speaking in opposition was Lyon County. It was interesting, their county manager spoke, and then also Commissioner Henderson also spoke, and he spoke as a prior member of the League of Cities, and he felt that even the League of Cities, he said, we would not support cities being involved in regional type of planning. Douglas County spoke as well, and Washoe County, their lobbyist was able to be there and gave a soft opposition. They do have some things to navigate in Washoe County with some of their leadership, but they were in opposition as well. And then the Nevada Association of Counties also spoke in opposition. The supports were zero. There was actually a comment made by Chairman Flores, kind of as a joke, you know, but essentially showing that there's no support for the bill. So the fate of the bill at this point is, while the committee was receptive and we could tell they were very engaged with the speakers, they didn't take any action. This would go to, you know, a decision to be made, but we're not treating this as some kind of a a victory. You know, this bill will probably fester and possibly go into a workshop. There's kind of things that can happen in the legislative process that whether a bill lives or dies, there's all kinds of other options. So we're going to continue monitoring the bill. We will continue our opposition, and we're recommending to staff at this point that we're given direction to continue opposing the bill as written and refrain from conversations with the proponent and proceed forward accordingly.
Thank you, Austin. Does that conclude your entire summary?
It does.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
I do not, thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I would just say that I think we have in previous conversations with the bill sponsor made very clear the things that we found objectionable about the approach. And so I think it's probably the right approach to direct staff to abstain from further conversation because those things have been made clear. And if he wants to make changes or what have you, we've given him what the issues that we have with it, and he can do what he wants with those. So I think that's probably the right course of action.
Wonderful. Thank you. I don't have any comments or questions at this time. Is there any public comment regarding this agenda item?
And I do, Mr. Chairman, have the other bills as well, if you want to treat them individually.
Okay.
AB 63, if you're ready.
Go for it.
Okay. Assembly Bill 63, Story County sponsored Interstate 80 Safety Corridors Bill. NDOT had added a $14 million fiscal note to this bill, which can make it dead on arrival. So Helen Foley and Will Adler, our lobbyists, met with the NDOT director, Larkin. She's still in Washington, D.C., moving and working her way back over, but she did take her time to meet with them. And Cole Mortensen also, you remember him for some presentations from NDOT, was also present. They talked about those funding methods and they talked about the fiscal notes. At NDOT's statement, my understanding was that there were some procedural issues they were as much concerned with as they were the actual spending on the interstate. And they were concerned about the way our bill was written, that it could create some issues with some of the federal transportation money they get and some of their funding, et cetera. So they were able to work out a modified bill. And really the modified bill would be going more towards an emphasis on those short-term solutions like speed limits, trucks in one lane, signage, traffic management and calming devices, that sort of thing. And then those long-term items, the ones that really are the hundreds of millions, letting those be focused a little bit more on the NDOT's normal processes that it is working with state leadership and others with. And then keeping an eye on that as well. And then the same thing with the funding of the law enforcement to be a little bit more focused on the state. That seems to be possible. The NDOT will remove the massive fiscal note from the bill. That's what's being worked on right now. And that fiscal note could be quite insignificant and allow that bill potentially to survive committee. So at this point, we recommend the staff and lobbyists continue regional discussions and recommend proceeding accordingly.
Thank you for that, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this bill?
I do not. Thank you for the report.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I think that's probably the right approach. I was gratified to note in the meeting and go ahead this morning that it sounds like NDOT has targeted this summer for the start of environmental work on the bigger projects on that section of the highway. I don't know if there's any connection to the conversations that we've had around improvements, but certainly that's encouraging news because up until this point, it was all to be determined. And so that's, in my mind, that's excellent progress of some kind. And I found the fiscal note to be excessive, especially when NHP said they needed about $25,000 to do the study. But if what we need to do is narrow the focus to the short-term solutions that don't cost a lot of money, I think that's really the primary goal of the bill anyway. I think that's where we should be. So
wonderful. Thank you for that update. Is there any public comment regarding this bill? Not seeing any. Austin?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll go to the next one. Is the overall Tesla Gigafactory 1 or Gigafactory 2 and ultimate funds to the county. So I'll let you know today, this morning, the Governor's Office of Economic Development did have their first hearing for the Tesla abatement request for Gigafactory 2. There was lots of discussion back and forth. Unlike what's in the past, we're very grateful for the Governor's Office and for Director Tom Burns. He invited us to the table to actually speak on the item as an impacted agency. With me down there was, of course, Chairman Carmona, Vice Chairman Mitchell, and we also had our comptroller. We had our assessor, Seddon, Comptroller McCain, District Attorney Ann Langer, as well as Deputy DA Keith Loomis. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. No matter what, I will be forgetting somebody. But anyway,
you're good.
Good. We gave a presentation really to the panel on, making sure that, Gigafactory 1, we made an agreement with the state in 2014 that we're going to invest in our community. And that means we're going to go 10 years without seeing tax revenue from that company. But after that period, then we're going to receive substantial tax revenue that we will be able to put back into our communities and addressing water, roads, and infrastructure and other kinds of matters. And we're very clear about that message that Gigafactory 1 is needed. And the reason that was all approved is because that those funds were to become made available. It appears so far that Gigafactory 2 is on a track to be going in the right direction and ultimately will come to this board for further consideration before it goes back to the governor's office for contractual stages. So at this point, we're still monitoring. We're working with GoEd and other folks that are involved in preparing for those next stages that come. So far, so good.
Is it?
It is.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments on this bill, SB 81?
I would comment, job well done. It's a very positive start. We've got quite a team there in Story County and showing and holding up well. So everything from my chair would indicate that that we're making progress, we're being heard, and kudos to that Story County team. Great job, everyone.
Thank you, Lance. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm just curious if we have any sort of idea as far as time frames going forward, or is it we kind of need to work through some of the details before there's something potentially coming to us to consider?
Yeah, there's a couple of dates that come to mind, but I don't want to say them yet because I think they're not reliable at this point. But it will be in the next month or two that we'll be looking at the next steps as GoEd has approved its application to proceed forward.
Great, thank you.
And there's some complexity of this one as well, as it's a little different than a brand new one. So the state, I believe, is also trying to figure out some procedures.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't have any questions. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Austin?
I don't have any more. Thank you, Mr.
We're Bay. Good. Okay. With that said, there is a motion, right?
Yeah. Yeah, let me
start to entertain one.
Yeah. So I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct staff and lobbyists to represent Story County on each of the bills that we discussed and to proceed as discussed during this item.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Vice Chairman, again, for representing the commission down there during all this legislative stuff. Moving on to item number 8, discussion for possible action. One of the reasons we're here today, consideration and possible authorization for the county manager to sign and approve a contract between Story County and Sam Shad Productions, producing and airing with Nevada Newsmakers a series of television commercials, website banners, and links, audio and video podcasts, and YouTube clips, and social media outreach program for a total cost of $217,000 as specified in the attached scope of work, with an audience focused towards Nevada state and legislative leaders. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. Pretty much the agenda says that it's a contract to Sam Shad Productions in response to what is going on in the legislature. with Senate Bill 81, a bill that is trying to get us ultimately into some kind of a regional control where other counties will be possibly choosing our destiny on how we do permitting and plan review and how we do fees and how we distribute our funds. And in response to other potential actions that are being taken to possibly have us revenue sharing our investment with a Tesla Gigafactory and possibly even other companies throughout the county and possibly to even other counties. We really feel at this point is lobbying efforts are very effective, and the efforts we're taking internally to work with state leadership is very effective, but we need to take it to even a higher level. And at this point, we feel necessary to run television ads around Nevada Newsmakers is a program that runs roughly around 12 o'clock noon during the weekdays. This is tailored not for the average citizen who's coming home at 6 o'clock at night after work. These are tailored right for legislative leadership that watch Nevada Newsmakers during the legislative session on their lunch hours. Mr. Shad has been running these programs for many years with a focus on legislative leadership and their scheduling. In addition to this, there will be weekend shows that will run on KOH, as well as news, TV, and radio in Southern Nevada. And there will be podcasts, YouTube, web casts, and other types of media that will be used in getting messages out. And what the message will be is a series of commercials that we're going to work with internally that will be professionally produced, like you would see for any company doing commercials, and that they will run roughly 5 commercial segments, 240 times, 30 seconds each over a 12-week period. And as time allows, there would be an extra week for a 13th week as well. And then in addition, at the end, this would also include a 6-minute video used as we want, but really focused more like an infomercial that we can use for legislative leaders and other people inquiring about specific needs, that they can watch a short video that is focused on a message we're trying to get across regarding our needs fiscally and our needs in these matters that we're talking about, legislative matters. The duration of this contract is roughly 12 to 13 weeks. I am asking that it go from today all the way to June 30th. That way it encompasses as much time as we need to work within this. It would not change the cost or any of the other parameters of the contract. The cost is $200,000. And I want to thank Keith Loomis from the District Attorney's Office putting together a standard contract that Sam Shedd was able to review and is comfortable with. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
I have no questions. I can comment that this is a platform that has been proven incredibly successful. And the infomercial, commercial infomercials will be able to graphically show and state our case and our cause and what a reach we will have into the Carson City audience. So I'm 100% in supportive of this direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I'm supportive as well. I think given all the different things that are going on, a full court press, so to speak, is probably the right move during this legislative session. And I see this as part of it, as well as the efforts that we'll continue to undertake on the political front.
Thank you. I agree with both of you gentlemen. I think, this is not the time for us to hold back. So every avenue that we can take that helps get our message out to the masses is definitely something that I would support. So with that said, is there any public comment?
I have one extra one, Mr. Chairman, too, if you don't mind. Do want to let you know that this is within my county manager's budget for professional services. We will not need to do any transfers or augments. And Jennifer and I have spoke about that. Thank you.
So the comptroller's happy is what you're saying?
The comptroller is happy.
That means a good place to be.
Happy. I don't know about happy. I think she tolerates us.
That works. That works.
Happy would be the money staying in the account.
Right. It's all right. We're looking to keep more money. So is there any other public comment? Not seeing any public comment by Sherman Mitchell. Would you care to entertain a motion?
I would. And I think just for clarity's sake, I think the original number on the contract was 217. It looks like it was it was discounted down to 200, but then there's the additional video. So it looks like the anticipated amount is 212. And I can do a not to exceed at 217, which is our kind of our typical nomenclature on it.
I would be perfectly fine with that, okay. Chairman.
Because it started at 217. And I'm not sure that's exactly where it ended up. So if that's all right.
That works for me.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, authorize the county manager to sign and approve a contract between Story County and Samshad Productions, producing and airing the Nevada News with Nevada Newsmakers, a series of television commercials, website banners, and links, audio and video podcasts and YouTube clips, and social media lobbying program for a total cost of $212,000, not to exceed $217,000, as specified in the attached scope of work, with an audience focused toward Nevada State and legislative leaders.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin, for that. Moving right along to item number 9. This is your second and final option for public comment. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment. We're on to item number 10. We're on to item number 10, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 4:27. This meeting is adjourned. See you all next week.